From Directions Magazine, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, June the 19th, 2012. This weekly podcast brings you the latest information on geospatial technology and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Apple has its own maps now. It's been rumored for a long time and now recently announced at its Worldwide Developer Conference. Apple is kicking out Google for its Maps platform, but it appears that this announcement has impacted more than Google, and we've got lots of questions. We'll tackle this and more, but first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Esri. Create high-quality 3D content from your existing GIS data with Esri City Engine. Download a free 30-day trial to begin today at esri.com/cityengine.
So the announcement that Apple has developed their own mapping application comes really as little surprise. They've acquired companies like PlaceBase, Poly9, and C3 Technologies over the past couple of years. So that is more or less started the rumor mill. Now with the announcement, we understand that for base layers, it's including geospatial data from TomTom, AND, CoreLogic for parcels, DigitalGlobe for satellite imagery, also DMTI Spatial, I assume, for Canadian data, as well as Getchi. The map views will have 3D, turn-by-turn directions, and all this will be released with the iOS 6 version. So the move replaces Google Maps for its standard mapping applications. And just to sweeten the announcement, Apple also said that the voice recognition software known as Siri will now be used in cars to allow for hands-free navigation, and really impacted the stock of price of companies like Garmin. In addition, Apple has flown 35 cities to capture aerial imagery, and they used stereophotogrammetry to produce some very nice 3D models that render buildings and other features as they are, which, you know, by comparison and with web mapping apps like Google are certainly a step above, at least according to some people. And as the publication Gizmodo put it, if you're replacing something as ubiquitous and functional as Google Maps, you had better be just as good. Or as a wise man from the street once said, if you come at the king, you best not miss. So, Adina, we have lots of questions. Did they miss, or is what Apple doing truly adding to the body of geospatial innovation?
Well, the biggest addition, I think, is actually just the integration of Siri. Everything else, we've sort of done it at some level before. So that's, I think, what's the most intriguing, at least in the short term.
What about the flyovers and the use of stereophotogrammetry? I mean, I've looked at some of the images and the videos that people have taken of the maps on their beta, of the beta map applications. It looks nice. It really does seem to be a cut above. I'm not sure that it is truly innovative. I think it's just a little bit better than what we've seen from somebody like Google.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if this is a navigation tool. I'm not sure how that helps yet in terms of flying over cities and stuff. I mean, for entertainment or education, it's fine.
But it brings me back to one particular question. You know, why do this in the first place? What was the impetus for building their own mapping platform when there are so many different alternatives out there? And the only thing I can come back to is the reason why big companies buy other things to help their processes, and that's vertical integration. For some reason, they want to control the platform. They want to be able to develop their own apps using their own technology. It just can't be for pretty pictures. The world of location technology certainly is moving to things like 3D and 3D building information models, and they're also moving indoors. So, I mean, that's the trend. But it has to be better than just putting a pretty picture and a nice-looking facade on top of these buildings. That's the only conclusion I could come to.
Well, I think you've got the vertical integration thing 100% correct. And as much as we talk about things being open and we like open, Apple is not an open system. It's a closed system. It's a walled garden. And this walls it even more. And I think that's what Apple's looking for. So in the short term, it just has to be good enough. and the fact that it comes pre-installed on your iOS 6 supported devices is huge. It immediately gets it into the hands of its potential users.
If you look at what the competitors have done, Microsoft made a huge investment in digital imagery. Google has done wild things like driving streets and capturing things like Street View. And I'm just wondering if it has all paid off for companies like that, and will Apple fall into the same trap of making this huge investment only to find out that down the road it may not be as great and grand and glorious as you might seem. I have to admit, Google certainly has been much more, I think, proactive, and I think their success is a lot better than what Microsoft has done, even though people still use Bing as a platform because it's got an API. We don't know that about Apple. They have not announced an API for their Apple Maps. It just seems like if you go down this path, you had better be ready for the long term. It's a huge investment.
It is. And remember, Google made it not out of the generosity of its heart. It made it because it helps it enhance its bottom line. And we have to always remember that Google is an advertising platform, and that's how it makes 96% of its money.
So taking that logic, Apple makes a lot of money from its apps. So they did not announce an API, and do you expect this? I mean, I would expect it to be in the future. I mean, you almost have to be logically. If they're going to hang their hat on maps, then you got to open it up at some point.
Best I understand this, since it's still quite hazy in my mind, there are some opportunities right now because, in particular, Apple Maps, as we know it right now in beta, doesn't have public transportation directions, for example. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, third parties can plug their engines into it, and developers say that they don't have to do anything, and they're going to plug in just like they did into the old Google Maps app that was on iOS. Now, what that means for the short or long term, I'm not sure, but it sounds like there are places, at least right now, that Apple is not going and is going to look to its partners to go.
Right, right. Yeah, and that's just the logical conclusion that you would expect to happen. It would have to be easy to swap out the app at this point, so I think we'll have to look for that. But the impact of this announcement did more than just make the Apple developers aware of what's coming down the line. It did have an impact on the stock of Garmin, for example, because of the Siri thing, and as you rightly pointed out, that may be the most innovative thing that happened. It did not impact Apple stock by any means. It just didn't seem to be a non-event. And there may be other factors for that, but it really did shake the people in the personal navigation market pretty well. It may be another case of Apple doing something that puts another line of business on notice and sometimes out of business.
There are those who say this is the end of the PND for your car.
Right.
If you've got both an Android app that can give you voice-generated turn-by-turn directions and you've got an iOS app built in that can do the same thing, then you don't need your PND. And I think there's probably some truth to that. The consensus that I've heard, in particular from Tech News Today, is that PNDs for specialty kind of use, like the one you have on your bike or the one you take hiking, those aren't going away.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that you use specifically in your car have already dropped off quite a bit, and this may be the end of the precipice.
Yeah, although I have to say that if you're a high-end car buyer, that you're probably more apt to get that installed in-vehicle navigation system. And although Garmin doesn't necessarily play in that market, they use companies like Bosch and some of the other suppliers that General Motors uses. So it's an interesting development.
It is. And how many of the car manufacturers have signed on to say, yes, we're going to put the Siri button in our car so you can talk to Siri and get directions? Let's see, I'm quoting from USA Today. Apple also showed off vehicle integration with Siri, called Eyes Free. This feature lets you toggle Siri on your iOS device via a button on the steering wheel. BMW, GM, Mercedes-Benz, Land Rover, Jaguar, Audi, Toyota, Chrysler, and Honda have signed on. With Siri support to begin showing up in vehicles within the next 12 months, according to a post on Engadget.
Yeah, that's a lot of big names. Yeah, they've got the big names lined up. That really brings up an interesting case because it would put the PND manufacturers on notice.
Let's face it, they've been on notice for a while.
Yeah, yeah. I think what we can conclude from all of this is that Apple has laid the foundation for some inroads into other places where they had not been before. And just as they had done before with some other technology, they're looking to displace some of the kings in other areas. So,
this is really interesting because which of the tech vendors have been the most automobile savvy? Microsoft,
yeah.
Sync, right?
With Sync, yep.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? I think Apple is going to jump right ahead because this is what people want. All the other things that they've announced with Ford, with Sync, and you can have it read your tweets, I don't think people want that. I think people want decent turn-by-turn audio navigation and this really smart voice-activated response from a smart computer talking to the Internet.
Well, and what are the things that work in a car? One button push, turn the key, it works, and here we have a Siri button that says, you know, find me the directions to 4th and Main.
Right, and Siri is somebody, from what I don't have an iPhone, but from what I understand from my iPhone-toting friends, you learn how to use Siri, and she's your companion everywhere you go, in your car, out of your car, all day long.
Well,
no learning curve here.
Yeah, and I have an iPhone 4S, and it is very compelling. I do use Siri for very simple notations and, you know, set my alarm and what's my appointment. So, yes, it can be a very nice personal concierge. And I have to say the commercials they've come out with on Siri, I think, are very compelling. So,
right. So those of us who don't yet have one may want one in the future.
Yeah.
I think we can't talk about the impact that Apple has had on the marketplace and the movement of shares down for companies like Telenav and down for companies like Harman.
Right.
That have done in-car kind of work. On the flip side of that, the big winner is the company that you mentioned before, which is TomTom, which for the first time in some time has a big win with a big company providing the basic map data for Apple Maps. And boy, did it need it, you know?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, they didn't. They needed a real shot in the arm, and they seem to have gotten it with this announcement. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Our sponsor, Esri, would like to remind you that the ArcGIS app is available for download from the Amazon App Store for Android. This free app allows you to access ArcGIS data and mapping capabilities on Android devices, including the Kindle Fire. For more information and to download the app, visit esri.com/android. If you'd like to leave a comment about today's podcast, you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com or leave a comment where this podcast is posted on Directions Mag. And from us here at Directions, just a reminder that come Monday, June 18th, we'll open up our call for presentations to the 2012 GeoHuntsville Conference. For more information, go to geohuntsville.com. Thanks again for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.